If things aren't going well at the White House, Democratic majorities could soon be in jeopardy, and the vice president knows it, telling donors, quote, some people are saying, well, you're talking about 2022. That seems kind of early, and maybe it does, but really it's not. The vice president's portfolio includes immigration,
because she's the most qualified person to do it,
which critics say she's too quiet on.
I had a rancher yesterday look at me and he said, where's Kamala?
Voting rights, which remains stalled despite this promise in June.
With our leadership and your support, we're going to overcome again.
And space, even though the VP still hasn't convened any meetings of the National Space Council.
You tell them who you are and who you know you are and what you intend to be. Got that?
Yes.
It's unclear what that child intends to be, but right now, he's an actor. A Canadian production company, Sinking Ship Productions, apparently held auditions for that shoot at the Naval Observatory. But a White House official insists to Fox, quote, the vice president's office did not select the kids who participated in the YouTube Originals special.
Well, that gets her off the hook, doesn't it, Janet? She didn't actually pick the actors that would appear in her video. The fake... You talk about fake news. That was a fake classroom. All actors and actresses.
Well, she didn't get to pick them, but she certainly had eyes to see that these were big kids and not little tiny kids.
Right.
That she was talking to. You could see it with your own eyes. It's with your own eyes.
It's like she was telling him a fairy tale at night before they went to bed.
Oh, golly. Anyway, interesting. Yep. There's a lot of interesting things news today. So much to unpack, but we're going to ease you into it just a little bit.
We are.
Here's our thought of the day for this Thursday. Experience should be the name everyone gives to their mistakes.
Okay, I like that.
Experience should be the name everyone gives to their mistakes.
I've got plenty of experience.
We all do.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's like I tell my kids, you can either learn from it and grow from it.
Right.
Or step in that same hole over and over again.
Boy, my ankle's always sore, Mom.
It's up to you.
Yep, that's right. Cool. It's Life Hack Thursday, too. We're going to get to some of those a little bit later.
Yeah.
But we want you to work on our Mind Jam trivia right now. Our phone number is 434.
Text number, yeah.
Yeah, 248-0704. Text us what you think the answer to this is. Today is National Dessert Day. I knew I got out of bed for a reason.
Yes, it is.
Dang. According to an article from How Stuff Works, what is the number one dessert in America?
The number one dessert.
I know
dessert...
what it should be.
What do you think it should be?
It should have peanut butter in it. That's all
Whatever it is, it should have peanut butter
in
it.
I mean, I could go with peanut butter pie, you know, peanut butter.
Yeah, but you got to think, I mean, for all of America.
Yeah, well, I don't want it to be because I don't want there to be a peanut butter shortage, and whether the boats are sitting off the docks, who knows how many cans of Jiffy are out there waiting to be delivered to my house.
Right. So. Well, we would love for you to make a guess on what you think the number one dessert in America is. 434-248-0704. On this day in history, in 1926, Winnie the Pooh is released. The book that started it all. No House at Pooh Corner.
Boy, so many things came out of that, though.
Oh, yeah.
And still, you know, the I guess you call it animated movie that just came out a couple years ago.
Right. Hasn't been that long.
It's got legs, no doubt.
In 1957, this was the number one song if you turned on the radio.
Well, what are we going to tell your mama? What are we going to tell your papa? What are we going to tell our friends when they say, ooh, la, la, wake up, little Susie.
Yeah, there you go. Everly Brothers had the number one song. In 1960, the Peace Corps is first suggested by John F. Kennedy.
I hope this spirit will grow, that hundreds of others of young Americans and older Americans will go overseas to show our best side, to to show how much we desire to live at peace. There can be no greater service to our country and no source of pride more real than to be a member of the Peace Corps of the United States. I hope that you will join.
And he first mentioned that at the, on this day in 1960 in a speech at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
You know, you think about that. I mean, now if a president showed up, a.k.a. Joe Biden, he'd say not stuff like that. He'd talk about how the world is dying because of climate change.
Right. Yeah. And you can't do anything about it.
No.
Not empowering. Mm-mm. So, and you're too dumb to do anything about it, so we're going to do stuff. It's a very different story, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1964, Martin Luther King Jr. is announced as the winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality.
You know, boy.
Yeah.
We could use some folks like JFK and Martin Luther King now.
Again.
Gosh.
Yes, we could.
Where are those voices?
Very different time.
Mm-hmm.
Got some celebrity birthdays today.
Yeah. Stephen A. Smith, he's one of the best, and I don't know if Trey's listening. I think he's one of the best over there at ESPN. He is, this is him reacting to Gruden being let go by the Raiders, but he's an African-American, very articulate, and sometimes takes views that gets him in trouble in his own community.
Let me say this. John Gruden's career is over. It's over. There's certain things that we are the land of second chances. People make mistakes all the time, and we get all of that, but I cannot imagine even a white male with influence and connections and some degree of power that can overcome what the New York Times reported and what we all now know.
I think he's just being perfectly honest right there. Stephen A. Smith, you know what? I don't have his age. Oh, my gosh. My guess is he's probably around 43 or 44. But one of the voices of reason that's still left at ESPN, as far as I'm concerned, but.
Also having a birthday today is Cliff Richard. He turns 81.
Get your coffee out, Janet.
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore. It's so funny why we don't talk anymore. But I ain't losing sleep. And I ain't counting sheep. She's just
.614 on the Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. Cliff Richards. Hope you're enjoying that music. He was all the way back, Janet. I found some video of him in the early 60s. I mean, you looked at him, you go, gosh, is he like an upcoming Elvis? The way he was dressing and moving his hips and all this kind of stuff. Cliff would go on to do some Christian music later on in his career.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And he is celebrating his birthday at 81.
Yeah.
These folks are all getting
Stephen
up there.
Stephen A. Smith, incidentally, is 54.
You kidding me?
Nope.
He does not look it.
He's 54 years old.
He wears it well.
Also having a birthday today is Ralph Lauren. He is 82, and he's very big in the fashion world.
And he seems like a down-to-earth kind of guy you could have a beer with.
I saw this as a land that I love. There's a sense of freedom.
At the wheel of a rusty pickup truck that's seen a lot of unpaved roads, Ralph Lauren surveys his 20,000-acre Colorado spread.
You see the brown wood and the sort of fade and the tin roofs. It's all part of the history.
He loves America, man.
Yeah.
Just the way.
Loved it when he was on Friends. I mean, because he like basically poked fun at himself.
Okay.
In the episode, it was really great.
Cool.
So, also born on this day in history, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Roger Moore, and Harry Anderson.
Coach, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a $30 bill. We'll call it even, okay?
What do you think, Sam?
There's no such thing as a $30 bill,
Coach. You want to bet?
Get out of my bar, Harry. Come on.
Wait a minute. You owe me $10. What is this, a clip joint?
I'm sorry. Here, now go on.
You know, Sam, you know, you got the wrong idea about me.
No,
really
I don't.
Do.
Now, Harry, you got 10 seconds to get out of my bar and give me back my watch, Harry.
Yeah. He stole his watch.
He was the con man.
He
there
was
on Cheers, and of course, the Night Court.
Oh gosh,
was
yeah.
a big hit back in the day.
Very talented guy with tricks and stand-up routines, and would work his magic into his routine. So yeah, talented guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a lot of dessert lovers out there. Like it.
I knew we had a good audience. Here's our question for the day, our Mind Jam trivia. Today is National Dessert Day, according to an article from How Stuff Is Made. What is the number one dessert in America, Janet? What are they coming up with?
Apple pie. We've had brownies, guessed chocolate chip cookies, mm-hmm. banana pudding. All those have been guessed.
Okay.
Today, I think banana pudding should be
well
on there. We're going to tell you what the number one dessert in America mm-hmm. is. It may surprise you. It surprised us.
Yeah, it did. I tell you what, on the way out into our break, big day yesterday for William Shatner. And if you missed it, he got rather emotional. As a matter of fact, he cried talking to Jeff Bezos after they got out of the capsule, talking about the experience. So William Shatner literally went to space yesterday. We're going to go into the break in a condensed version that I put together yesterday afternoon.
Captain, I've got something, but I can't quite get a fix on it.
Fascinating. Activity without end, but with no volition.
Spock, is that you?
8-7-6-5-1.
But of course, the show is not over. The capsule is descending. We are waiting for first the drogue chutes to deploy. Those are very much like the guide parachutes. They will subsequently be followed by the main parachutes that will first reef and then fully inflate. And there go the drogue parachutes. You can already start to hear the cheers from outside our stage here in West Texas. And here comes our crew back into the desert.
Newest astronauts, 596, 97, 98, and 99.
That's unlike anything you'll ever feel.
Stand by, touchdown. Stand by, touchdown.
You have done something. I mean, whatever those other guys are doing, I don't know about that. What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary.
Yes.
Captain, there is a definite pleasurable experience connected with the hearing of your voice.
Where are you, Spock?
Is that you, Dr. McCoy? And are you with the captain?
Where else would I be?
Mr. Spock, where are you?
Engineer Scott as well. Unfortunately, I do not know where I am.
You found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam. Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam.
See what I did there?
I did.
Our Mind Jam trivia question is, today is dessert day. According to an article from How Stuff Works, what is the number one dessert in America? I was surprised when you told me what it really was.
Yeah, they list 10, mm-hmm. many of which our listeners texted in today.
Sure.
Number 10 on the list was cheesecake. Several people said
that. Okay, I can go with that.
Number 9, cupcakes. I don't even know why that's on there. Yeah. Number 8, Jell-O.
Yeah, how did that make
I don't
Jell-O?
Know.
Really?
Number 7, carrot cake.
I Yeah, should be further up the list.
You can get behind that one. Apple pie is number six. I thought that would be further up the list. Mm-hmm. Ice cream.
Okay.
Was number apple pie was number six. Ice cream was number five.
Okay.
If I could only have one dessert for the rest of my life, it would be ice cream. Okay. Yeah. Number four was brownies. Number three, chocolate chip cookies, mm-hmm. which I really thought might be number one. Yeah. So did some other folks. Number two, German chocolate cake.
Interesting. No. Mm. Maybe in
dad loved it.
Maybe in the Midwest or somewhere.
Number one, according to this survey on How Stuff Works, the number one dessert in America is fudge.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I mean, I could see it making it, especially if it's peanut butter fudge. I could make it my top 10. But
I mean, in Tennessee, fudge is a big thing. Like mm-hmm. if you go to the Smokies, you go to Pigeon Forge. I mean, there's whole shops. They're just dedicated fudge. To fudge.
Yeah.
And it's really good fudge. Yeah. And it's really expensive. But I don't get it. I don't know. Yeah. I don't understand. But that was the answer. That was the number one. So you were playing the whole
with William Shatner
and Jeff Bezos yesterday. And he was of course Bezos Amazon
second time up in the stratosphere for Jeff Bezos came back safely.
So, I have to say you know Amazon has done something rather brilliant. I must admit. I got to give the devil its due. When I went to my mailbox yesterday I had this. You folks can't see it. I'm going to describe it. Do you know what this is?
I don't. It's about. Not sure, but it's a nice size little.
It's a modern day wish book, Christmas wish book.
Wow, like Sears used to do.
And it's from Amazon.
Oh, and it's got great pictures, people.
Isn't that amazing? You're going to love it. I remember when we were kids and we were just talking about this on the air.
Yeah.
That we miss. The fact that there's not a wish book anymore, because we used to go through and we would circle what we wanted, and the kids, we would spend hours and hours and hours flipping through the book.
Sure.
Well, Amazon has brought that back, coming to a mailbox near you, because it just said current resident.
Okay.
And Amazon is sending out a wish book.
Well, that's interesting. I think it's a great idea.
It is a great idea. That's why I said I had to bring it in.
Yeah.
And it's even got little stickers in there for the kids.
Okay.
Where they can mark things that they
nice.
Want. Nice. See the little stickers here?
Oh, yeah. What, then, now that's different.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And then it's, and then there's little games inside where you mix max the creatures and everything. Right. Anyway, it's called Ready, Set, Play, Get a Jump on the, For Joy holiday toy list book from Amazon.
Okay.
They're bringing back the wish book, baby.
I love it.
They're doing it.
Let's do it.
Everything old is new again, and I love it.
Exactly.
I love it. Rita said, I got one too.
Okay.
And I already ordered two gifts for my grandsons. There you go.
Well, it's working.
Randy said, now tell Mark what you want. Okay. I'm going to go through and mark it, Randy. There's a Hungry Hungry Hippo a game that I've had my eye on since, you know, 76. So,
wow.
Right.
That's a long wait.
I know.
That's being patient, though.
That is a long wait. What is the toy that you wanted that you never got?
Oh, boy.
I can tell you exactly what it was. It was an I Dream of Jeannie playset.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Boy, that would be worth a mint right now.
And it was the bottle, and then the bottle opened up.
Okay.
And it had, like, her little couch and all that stuff in
right.
it.
Right.
And I always wanted one, but I never got it.
I mean, you've...
Yeah.
You've shook me up to a memory that I had suppressed for many decades. Do you want to know what I wanted?
What did you want?
I wanted what my cousin got.
Oh, okay.
Because... Growing up early, until I was 10 years old, in Pennsylvania, all my cousins, so we would visit, or we'd all show up at grandma's house. My cousin got a fire truck that would shoot water.
Oh, wow. Exciting.
It had like this little pressurized tank. You'd like pump it up.
Uh-huh.
You'd put, maybe 3 cups of water in it.
Yeah. And then you could like squirt it and put the fire out.
It would shoot water. And I thought... Really?
Yeah.
really, Mom and Dad? You couldn't find one of those for me?
And I didn't get it. Oh, well,
it was the coolest. This is in the 60s. Well, no,
I didn't
know it existed.
Right. Well, that's
here
not
I
their
am.
Fault.
I show up and I go, oh my gosh, take it all back.
I want that
one thing. My cousin Bobby Didia got it.
Gizmo said, I had a chemistry set. My dad took that away from me within a week. I'll bet. Why'd you blow up, Gizmo?
After sitting down and having lunch with Gizmo, now I totally get that.
Yeah. He apparently he was blowing stuff up. So there you go. Well, coming up, we've got Kimberly McBroom. She's going to be sharing some stories with you, getting you updated on that trial in Salem, where a Salem man was found guilty of murdering his estranged wife.
Right.
And more details coming out about that shooting at the Vinton McDonald's.
Yeah.
And a new vaccine center opening up in Roanoke.
Okay.
I'm
going to
look at my wish book over here.
Yeah, there. I'm looking at my story list here, and I can't quite decide what I want to cover.
I do see a problem here, though.
What?
It does look like the boys' toys and the girl toys, they are divided.
They didn't put them together?
They didn't mix them all up.
Well, we had that story yesterday.
Ruff-row,
they want gender-neutral aisles stores.
You're supposed to have, Barbie over there by the fire truck.
Yeah, the fire truck with the hose.
Fire truck with the hose that you didn't get as a child.
It's going to take days to get that out of my brain again. Suppressed it for...
You are welcome.
Suppressed it, I think, since 1965, 66. Somewhere in there is when Bobby got the...
Oh, Gizmo said it was only a small fire. And currently, we have temperatures right now about in the 50s throughout the listening area. We have 55 in Bedford, 57 in Roanoke, Salem, and Danville, and 59 in Lynchburg, 56 in Amherst.
So it's interesting what my wife finds out by listening to the show. She didn't know. I seriously had suppressed that memory.
That memory, yeah.
For decades.
Hey, but guess what?
No, don't. Do not.
So this is what Kara texted in.
No.
So Kara said, I'll just dress as a sexy firewoman and soak Mark with our garden hose when he gets home. Yes.
Thanks, honey.
That's great. She's there for you, babe.
I know. Honey, you can text me that. You don't have to text the station that. Okay,
yeah,
that can be just our thing.
No, you can send it to me. That's fine. Moving on.
Moving on. It almost took a fire hose yesterday to take care of this one. We haven't had one of these stories in a while, Janet, so I'm kind of excited, but I feel bad for the people that own the house in on Edgewood Drive. Car crashes into home in Lynchburg.
Oh, wow.
Tuesday afternoon, actually, happened a couple days ago, but I'm just getting the news story now. The incident happened on Edgewood Avenue across the street from Fort Hill Post Office. I know where that is. TV crews showed up around 3:30. Although the story is 48 hours old, police have not yet released any information about the incident. That's kind of interesting.
It is.
It was a white, and it looked familiar. I thought that was my buddy's truck, but there's a lot of white Tahoes out there. It's about a...
Yeah, that's a big truck, too.
2004 Tahoe.
Yeah.
Bunch of those in Lynchburg. But anyways, that's what hit the house. One nice thing about the house, though, being a former construction guy, the house can't be that old because it had Lowe's house wrap on it because it had knocked off the siding. So the house can't be that old.
I mean, there are some houses. There's a house on Seminole Drive in Amherst County, and it has been run into multiple times, like more than once.
Wow.
Because of the way it's located.
The
it's located
curve and
in
everything.
A curve.
Yep.
And they literally have a post at the top of their step because it kind of drops off.
Yeah.
And they keep lights on it year-round. They keep Christmas lights on it year-round.
Oh, that's a great idea.
And that's why.
Well, there's a house on...
You can't blame them.
811 in a curve where you could tell where people would speed on that.
Miss it, yeah.
And they would hit this garage. It was a detached garage.
Yeah.
And it took months for him to get it fixed, if not close to a year. Maybe it was the insurance. I don't know. Anyway... I think it got hit a second time, and then after that, he put in solid, like 8 inches in diameter, solid steel posts.
Oh.
So you would hit those.
right,
instead of hitting his garage.
So, that would work.
Yeah, and they were bright yellow. You couldn't miss it.
Well, and with the curves, too, if you get any fog or anything, you can really miss it. That happens. Well, shortly after organizers canceled the Blue Ridge Country Festival, ticket holders are speaking out about concerns about, first of all, why was it canceled so late? And second of all, why haven't they gotten their money back? A number of folks went online to share that they have yet to receive a refund. They have approached the director of operations for purpose-driven events to find out why ticket holders haven't heard anything back from organizers. Kara Fisher told ABC 13 that some ticket holders will have to wait longer to receive refunds. Says they've actually moved some people from other departments to help out. They're getting hundreds of emails a day, not all of them refund-related. Some are people just following back up. She says it'll take 30 days from the time a form is filled out requesting a refund to when the fund is received. She said it's sent to their ticketing partner so they can process it accordingly. And again, she says the industry standard is 30 days.
Wow. Okay. All right. So we're going to have special guests coming in. We actually have a bunch of interviews lined up today. Mark Doyle is going to come in and we're going to talk about police Appreciation Week, which is normally in May. It got bumped into October. We're right in the middle of it, as a matter of fact. We have a story here. The Lynchburg Police Department honors fallen officers with a ceremony yesterday. They did their annual reflaying ceremony outside the station. The names of several officers who died while serving with LPD were read. Chief Ryan Zudema says their sacrifices provide a foundation for the department today. It's important that we honor the dedication of these heroes and recognize that. So we'll have Mark Doyle in a little while to talk about honoring our police specifically to this week.
Nearly 70 million Americans are going to see around $90 added to their Social Security checks every month starting next year. However, with inflation, it's expected to level out much of that extra cash. Hmm. The Department of Labor puts out its latest inflation numbers showing prices are going up on everything from groceries to gas. And that has a lot of people wondering whether the Social Security increase is going to be enough to compensate for that. When they give us an increase in Social Security, it increases everything else. Medicaid, Medicare will go up. My rent will go up, a Social Security recipient said in Central Virginia. Mm-hmm. I've witnessed that when we get an increase, it's taken away by something. So you're really at the same level.
Yeah.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting, especially for people who rely
that. Yeah, because, you know, medications and all that, yeah. So we have a lot of truckers that listen to us. We have a truck driver in the Roanoke area. Just sent me a picture. I know this guy. Won't mention his name. Don't want to get him in trouble. He just sent me a picture of a fireman's outfit. Thanks a lot, Jay. I'll just call him Jay.
Jay said he wants a follow-up on that story for Friday Funnies. So he'd like to get that track down, please.
Okay.
Just for good measure.
Speaking of truck drivers, you know, Joe out there helping solve the problem of the supply chain, you know.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden, yeah. He was out in California yesterday. Got some sound from Joe. Let's take a listen.
Back in February, I signed a piece of legislation on supply chain, an executive order on supply chains. I'm joined by the executive director of the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach, Gene Soroka, and Mario Cordono. I apologize, Mario. And I especially want to thank Joe Porcari. I think Joe's done one heck of a job, my special envoy specifically on ports. The world has changed. Prior to the crisis, we cheered, the focus on lean, efficient supply chains.
Joe took zero questions, as per usual, then immediately retired for the day. Yep, you got it. A 3:30 p.m. lid. per usual, no responsibility for the economic crisis he has caused. His policies have caused, and why would he? This is what Joe Biden himself promised he would do. Remember the Biden-Bernie manifesto? Oh, it was very clear. We outlined it before the election nearly a year ago. This was all by design. Let's take you back in history. Not very long ago, it was 2019. Here's Joe Biden vowing to sacrifice jobs and wreck the oil and gas industry, all in the name of, that's right, climate change. Remember this?
Would you be willing to sacrifice some of that growth, even knowing potentially that it could displace thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of blue-collar workers in the interest of transitioning to that greener economy?
The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
If we don't stop using fossil fuels,
we're all dead. Doing away with any subsidies for fossil fuels, number one. Number two, holding them liable for what they have done, particularly in those cases where you're underserved neighborhoods and you know the deal, okay? And by the way, when they don't, or when they're deliberate, put them in jail.
Yeah, he wants to jail the executives of oil. The reason I play that, I mean, he's struggling yesterday, as he does, and I know I struggle, but I'm not the president of the United States. He couldn't get out those that are working in the ports. He said that we would open up 24 hours a day, the ports in Long Beach and in L.A. The problem isn't the ports. The ports are full. We need truck drivers to get those containers that have been sitting at the ports. That's why there's 8 days or 8 weeks. Did he say 8 weeks?
Well, and I think we have a lot of truck drivers. I just think they're all just stretched to
the
maximum.
Limit.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know how many openings there are for truck drivers, but probably that industry is, I would guess, better equipped than maybe some others are. But, you know, if you can't get to the containers,
right?
You know, there's just the all
point.
Of it has to go together.
Right.
So it's interesting. Coming up, CNN has called out Terry McAuliffe's blunders in Virginia, and is talking about how Joe Biden is hurting Terry McAuliffe.
Really?
So yeah, we need to talk about that.
All right.
Yeah, but first we need to talk about this.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Did I mention it's National Dessert Day?
You did earlier,
yeah,
yes.
It is. It's National Dessert Day, and I've got a recipe for you.
Oh, good.
F&L Market is bringing you your Five and Dine. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are a locally owned, family-owned, independent grocery store. Go by and see them. Check out that meat department. Special orders are no problem for them, and they are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Well, today, in honor of National Dessert Day, I'm going to give you an easy dessert that is absolutely delicious, especially if you like creme brulee.
Oh, I do.
Well, this is a creme brulee cheesecake bar.
Oh.
So it literally tastes like creme brulee. You're going to preheat your oven to 350 degrees. You're going to line an 8-inch square baking dish with foil, leave it hanging over the sides, and then in a food processor, pulse your graham crackers until they're finely ground. Add in the butter and mix it all and incorporate it and press it into the bottom of the prepared pan. Bake it until it's lightly browned, about 8 to 10 minutes. And then let it cool and reduce the oven temperature from 350 to 300. Meantime, put your cream cheese in the bowl of a food processor and pulse it until it's smooth. Add in your sugar, your eggs, your egg yolks, and your vanilla. Put in a little bit of salt, and you're going to pulse that until it's combined and really, really smooth. You want everything at room temperature. Sit out your eggs, sit out the cream cheese, bring everything to room temperature. It'll really help this come together better. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to pour that mixture into your prepared pan. Bake it until the cheesecake is set, but still slightly jiggly in the center. Mm. It'll take about 45 minutes. Do not overbake it, or it will not be as good. Place the cheesecake on a cooling rack to cool completely. And then you're going to cover it and chill it until it's firm for at least a couple of hours. Then you're going to cut it into squares And that's when you're going to do the creme brulee. You'll sprinkle the sugar over the top, and you can either use a torch or put it under a broiler.
Oh, I like torching.
And
it.
I know. It is fun. And so you it's just get that beautiful crust just like a creme brulee.
Mm-hmm.
And it really takes on that flavor. It's a delicious recipe. Creme brulee cheesecake bars. Check out the recipe by going to Facebook. Type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on the Morning Jam. Brought to you by F&L Markets, where their meats are cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on family-packed New York strip steaks, $7.79 a pound. Daniel Boone Country Ham are $2.89 a pound, sliced for free. Boneless beef chuck roast are $5.59 a pound. Save on ragu pasta sauce, 3 for $5. Bush baked beans, 5 for $5. And the General Bill cereal sale continues at 2 for $5. Also save on North Carolina sweet potatoes. They're 69 cents a pound. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
How about some Ohio players for you on this Thursday? Fire! This is a story that won't die.
Yeah. Somebody said that.
Thanks to my wife.
Butane torch would go great with that fireman's outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So you better wear a raincoat when you get home. She's going to be waiting with the water hose, I'm pretty sure. Well, CNN has been talking about Terry McAuliffe lately and all his campaign blunders.
He's had a few.
The quote is, he lets the tongue get ahead of his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Host John King said it was noteworthy that a Democratic candidate is playing cleanup so late in the game.
Right. Yeah, because it is. This is that home stretch where you don't want to make these kinds of mistakes.
And CNN is saying McAuliffe just has probably jeopardized his already slim margins.
Huh.
And I do think it's interesting.
Yeah.
He said... John King, who hosts Inside Politics, said this Virginia has been trending more and more towards Democrats, and he specifically pointed out to comments made by McAuliffe about President Biden's downward trending poll numbers, saying that that's not going to resonate well with diehard Dems. And then, of course, the comments he made on parents not having a say on what their kids learn in school, even as Northern Virginia parents are fighting to have a voice.
Oh yeah,
in those schools.
Yep.
And typically they rely on Northern Virginia to override the rural areas that have a tendency to go with the GOP. They say they're pulling out the big guns. They got Obama coming in to campaign for him.
Yep.
He says the flip side is if you have a discouraged Democrat, Terry McAuliffe was the governor before. He's kind of old school. I want somebody new. Then he dissed my president.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't vote. And they're saying that could hurt him.
Sure.
And it's an interesting.
And the thing is that makes it even more of a just an interesting dynamic is. He was a political consultant for a number of years before he ran for governor. He was Clinton's hackster, the henchman, out there defending him big time during Monica Lewinsky and all that. These are silly mistakes.
Well, the panel said the term they use is McAuliffe is continually stepping in it.
Mm, yes, I like that.
So,
that's good.
There you go. So speaking of Northern Virginia and parents not having a, not supposed to weigh in, mm-hmm. We brought you a story yesterday about parents in Loudoun County speaking out against two alleged sexual assaults that took place on two separate campuses mm-hmm. in the bathrooms.
Right.
And so we were trying to, you know, find out more information about what was. Was it a boy? Because they were in a girl's room,
right.
Bathroom. So there was an interview done with one of the parents. And Scott Smith is a 48-year-old parent from Leesburg who was arrested for obstruction of justice and disorderly conduct. That was last June in a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
He says, months have passed. Hard feelings are far from over. My family has been pulled into this nightmare.
Okay.
Smith said he attended the board meeting looking for answers after a male student wearing a skirt was arrested for sexually assaulting his daughter in a bathroom at the Stonebridge High School back in May.
Okay.
The Loudoun County Sheriff's Department confirmed that a sexual assault did happen in the bathroom at Stonebridge High School on May 28th. They said in a statement Wednesday they arrested a 14-year-old boy. It took place approximately 1 month before Smith's arrest at the school board meeting, and Smith said that's why he was so upset.
Hmm.
This is not good, guys.
No, it's not.
And they're not doing anything about it. Smith is demanding answers from Loudoun County school officials. How could you allow this alleged sexual predator to return to a Loudoun County public school before the court was wrapped up with our court situation, said Smith. Smith isn't the only parent upset at the way the assaults have been handled. At Tuesday's board meeting, parents voiced outrage, insisting school officials have not been transparent mm-hmm. about the assaults at the school. One angry parent said, "How do you expect parents across the country to drop their kids off and trust you to keep them safe when you've shown on more than one occasion you're just not up to the job?"
Hmm. Interesting.
And yet McAuliffe says, you know, y'all don't need to worry about it.
Right.
Don't worry your pretty little heads
about it. He also said that we're not teaching critical race theory in our schools in the state.
Well, but I mean, so let's think about this. They're the ones that have been fighting the whole bathroom thing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Saying, oh, don't be ridiculous. Some things like that aren't going to happen. Now you got a 14-year-old donning a skirt going in and messing with these girls.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Somebody's going to get killed. I'm just saying. Somebody's going to kill somebody. And then we're going to say...
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to be a dad.
It's going to be a dad. You're right. Or I'll tell you what, the way the mama bears are out there right now.
Right.
My gosh. I wouldn't want to mess with them.
Well, first of all, I want to know where that young man's parents are.
Mm-hmm.
If my kid did something stupid like that, he better hope the police take him and put him behind bars so I can't get to him.
Wow.
I mean, that's ridiculous. And you know, kids that age don't think. They're just, I mean, it may have been I don't know that it was a stupid prank. It sounds like the girl's pretty traumatized.
Right.
But it's just foolish.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well.
Crazy, crazy.
It is crazy. How about a life hack? Do you got any of those in the queue that maybe could, any hacks out there to?
Well, I was reading the text here.
Yeah.
Brian sent in a text, said McAuliffe's seat has already been paid for, sadly.
Well.
I don't know about that. We'll see. Y'all better get out and vote.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just, you know.
I
mean, maybe he will get in there, but if he is, it's not because I didn't do my part.
Yeah.
And you all need to make sure you're doing your part.
Exactly. Well, we'll keep moving forward because that's what we have to do, no matter who's in office. But you can make a difference this November. As a matter of fact, early voting is going on right now. You can make sure, get your ballot in there and get it counted. CBS News is coming up at 7 o'clock. Thanks so much for being here. We'll have some life hacks for you in the next hour. It's the Morning Jam.